Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and it is the Evangelist Faye again. Today is November the 27th, and it's Friday. I know all of you all had a God-fearing feast for Thanksgiving, and you were thankful. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm talking about thankfulness and gratitude briefly today. So God bless you in receiving the word of God. And I hope that all the listeners are safe and staying in and social distancing. It's kind of hard to do, but being that this thing out here called Black Friday, people are hustling in the bustle in stores and crowded stores and long lines trying to get that sale. Well, I don't know about them, but I know about me. If I'm going to catch a sale, it's going to be right in front of this computer. Amen. Amen. The topic, thankfulness and gratitude. Okay, what the Bible has to say about it. Well, in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-8 says, be joyful always, pray continue, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Give thanks in all circumstances. Thankfulness should be a way of life for us, naturally flowing from our hearts and mouths. If you dig in the scriptures a little bit deeply, we understand we should be thankful and also have to have gratitude in different circumstances. In Psalms 136:1 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Here we have two reasons to be thankful: God's constant goodness and his steadfast love. When we recognize the nature of our depravity and understand that apart from God, there is only death. In John 10:10, it states, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Our natural response is to be grateful for the life he gives. In Psalms 30, it gives praise to God for his deliverance. David writes, I will exalt ye, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord, my God, I call to you for help and you heal me. O Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down into the pit. You turn my wailing into dancing. You remove my sackcloth and clothe me with joy, that my heart may sing the praises to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. You know, you have examples also of being thankful in the midst of hard circumstances. As in Psalms 28, for example, it depicts David's distress. It is a cry to God for mercy, protection, and justice. After David cries out to God, he writes, praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song. In the midst of hardship, David remembers who God is And as a result of knowing and trusting God, give thanks. Job had the similar attitude of praise, even in the face of death. There are examples of believers' thankfulness in the New Testament as well. You know, Paul, he was heavily persecuted, yet he wrote, "Thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphant procession in Christ, through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him." The writer of Hebrews says, "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe." Peter gives a reason to be thankful for grief and all kinds of trials that come his way, saying that through the hardships, our faith may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. The people of God are thankful, for they realize how much they have been given. One of the characteristics of the last days is a lack of thanksgiving, according 2 Timothy 3:2. Wicked people would be ungrateful. So we should be thankful because God is worthy of our thanksgiving. It is only right to credit Him for every good and perfect gift He gives. When we are thankful, our focus moves all selfish desires and off the pain of the current situations or circumstances. Expressing thankfulness helps us remember that God is in control. Thankfulness then is not only appropriate, it is actually healthy and beneficial to us. It reminds us of the bigger picture, that we belong to God and that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. Truly, we have abundant life, and gratefulness is fitting. Amen. That is my word for today. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Keep being safe. Remember, COVID is still out here. Trust in God and keep safe. Mask, wash your hands, social distancing. Amen. Amen. And I'll see you Monday with a word of encouragement. God bless you. I'm Evangelist Faith. God bless you. Love you. Peace, love, and joy. Amen. Amen.